Inspectors General estimate $276 billion of fraud. Waste in pandemic relief funds, biggest fraud in a generation. By Robert Krajicek on March 10, 2023. At least $276 billion designated as COVID-19 relief funding was lost by fraud and waste. According to cumulative estimates from the Inspectors General of the Labor Department, Treasury Department, and Small Business Administration, SBA, shared on Thursday in testimony before a House Oversight and Accountability Subcommittee in Washington, D.C. Larry Turner, Inspector General for the Labor Department, estimated that $76 billion slated for unemployment insurance was deployed via fraudulent claims. He described the $76 billion fraud assessment as on the low end given that it did not include an analysis of money deployed via the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program established in 2020. Turner expressed skepticism on recovery of misappropriated funds after Representative Greg Kassar, DTX, considered a net revenue benefit to the government by possible pursuit of fraudsters. "You expect that the investments we make in pursuing that kind of fraud, we're going to get more than that amount of money back," Kassar stated. Turner replied, "I can't say that. Once fraud goes out of the door, it's hard to get it back." Sheldon Shoemaker, the SBA's Inspector General, estimated that $86 billion had been misappropriated via fraud and waste. He shared his expectation that his future revised estimate would grow, given that the $86 billion total did not yet include an analysis of the SBA's Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, launched in 2020. He predicted a future estimate of $100 billion or higher in losses via fraud and waste through the SBA's COVID-19 relief measures, including the PPP and COVID-19 Economic Injury Disaster Loan, EIDL, program. "It will be more than $100 billion. Shoemaker predicted of the SBA's future and final estimate of money lost to fraud and waste via his agency's COVID-19 relief spending. Shoemaker described it as the biggest fraud in a generation. The subcommittee's Democrat members broadly praised the federal government's COVID-19 relief operations. They all framed economic hardship imposed upon Americans across recent years as a function of the pandemic as opposed to a consequence of government-imposed lockdowns and shutdowns. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.